Welcome back to part 3 of character creation. Today we'll be finishing up your characters. So, let's jump on into it. Step 7 is your attributes. This is going to be those four little bubble things at the top above your characteristics, and that is your soak, wounds, strain, and defense. How much damage can you take before you die? This is going to be determined by your brawn rating, plus whatever your species wound threshold is. For the Twi'lek character that we were making in the last video, that would be 10 plus brawn, so for me it's 13. If you hit your wound threshold, then you take what's called a critical injury. And this is where you'll roll a d100, look at this giant table up at this page, and then you'll have a negative effect for the rest of the encounter, as well as maybe some permanent stuff until you get it fixed. And then later you'll have to do a medicine check to completely heal it. They differ in severity, but we're gonna touch on that when we get to the combat chapter. But what you need to know for now is that your character hits double the wound threshold, that's when they die. So if my wound threshold is 13, if I take 26 damage, I die. After character creation, increasing your brawn does not increase your wound threshold. So once you write down whatever your wound threshold is, erase the 10 or 11 or whatever it is plus B that we wrote down from the last video. After character creation, there's only specific ways to increase your wound threshold, such as a talent called Toughened, which may or may not be on your specialization tree. Strain. This is very, very similar to wounds, except it's your mental or psychological health. You could take strain due to environmental effects, due to rolls, due to toxins or gas. There really are a whole plethora of reasons, but if your strain reaches your strain threshold, you don't die, but you do pass out or you're dazed or you're unable to really do anything. So for my Twi'lek character, again, that would be 10 plus willpower. So for me, it would be also 13. And just like with wounds, if you increase your willpower later after character creation, it does not increase your strain threshold. You can only get it up through certain stuff like talents called grit. Again, these can be found on your specialization tree. Third, we have defense. This is going to be how hard you are to hit, or how hard an enemy is to hit. Pretty much the way it works is for every one defense you have, an enemy trying to attack you would add one setback dice to their attack. So let's say you are trying to attack an enemy and they have 3 defense, well, you'd roll 3 setback dice with your attack. This is going to be determined by whatever armor or clothing you're wearing, as well as occasionally certain talents might increase your defense, or if you take a defensive position during combat. Defense is split into ranged and melee, as you may see on your character sheet. Certain gear or talents may give you specifically ranged or melee defense. In that case, it might be, you know, 2 melee and 3 range. The rules on how it works doesn't really change though. And last but certainly not least is soak. This is going to be pretty much a flat damage reduction. So an example of how that works is, let's say somebody shoots you, you take 7 damage, but you have 3 soak, so you only take 4 wounds. This will be determined by your armor or clothing, as well as your brawn rating. So let's say I have 2 from my clothing and 3 soak from my brawn, so together I would have 5 soak. Certain things like talents can also increase your soak, and unlike before, if you do increase your brawn later, it does also increase your soak value. Now, we did already cover motivations in the first video of this little mini series. If you haven't seen that, I recommend go doing that. We explained why we do this a little bit out of order. But I hope that this video is helpful and it motivates you to blast that like button. Hey, thanks. So step 9 is gonna be gear and appearance. Every PC will start with 500 credits that they can spend on their starting gear. I'll link some pages up here so you can skip to that part in the book and see all the different stuff you can buy. But there's weapons, there's armor, there's tools, there's equipment, there's a whole plethora of things, anything you might need for the start of your campaign. I'll be going over damage and crit rating and all that fun stuff when we get to the gear section of this full beginner's guide, but you shouldn't really need all that information to kind of choose what you want. You know what a blaster pistol is, you know what a comlink is, and if you don't, the book has all the information right there that you can read it. So after you've spent all of your credits and written all of your gear down, you will then roll a d100 and add that many credits to your existing credits. And that's your starting credits for the game. So I'm gonna do all of this right now for my Twi'lek so you can kind of see how it works, and I may explain one or two things along the way that I didn't really touch here. So, jumping over to there. So I start with 500 credits since I did not take any from obligations or morality or duty. So I think I wanna start with buying my weapon because that'll probably be the most expensive thing and one of the most important things. Because, you know, being able to defend yourself from any stormtroopers or other bounty hunters or etc. So looking at the price over here, I think the light blaster pistol for 300 credits will be the best bang for my buck, and still leave me a little bit left over that I can do on other stuff. So I'm just going to copy all this information into the weapons box down below. Okay, once I have that written down, I have 200 credits left to spend. Looking at the other side here at some of the more melee weapons, I think I want to get a combat knife, just so that way my bases are covered. I'm gonna get into this skill stuff in like two videos, and then with like range bands and how that works and damage for different kinds of weapons. All of that will come during the gear videos, which I think is in chapter 5. So I have 175 left. Let's look at some of the armor options. So looking at the prices over here, the only thing that I can afford is going to be the heavy clothing. So we're gonna write down this over here. And this has 0 defense and 1 soak, so I'm going to leave the defense blank for now until I later upgrade my armor to something that does have defense. But for soak, it's going to be 1 plus my brawn, so it's going to be 4 at the start. That was 50, I'm now down to 125, so let's turn the page over to the gear. Over here we have some gear. I think I want to get some stim packs just so that way I have my bases covered. I'm gonna do 4. So now I'm down to 25. And I'm a bounty hunter, so I think I'm gonna go with the binders for my last 25. So that's all of my credits. I don't have any more. You don't have to spend all of your credits during character creation, but once you are done spending it during character creation and you're not spending any more, that's when you'll roll your D100 and get your starting credits. So I just rolled a 59. So that means for starting credits, we are at 59. And yeah, spending your credits as easy as that. Okay, so you should see this little teeny box for appearance. You know, your species is going to determine a big part of what you look like. However, your character will still be unique, just like you or me. So you can write down their body type, maybe their hair or eye color, what are they wearing, do they have any scars, piercings, miscellaneous details. That's where you would write that stuff down. And the book goes into a little bit about personality, but the TLDR is you don't need to have it figured out now. If you do, that is great. But you can figure that out as you play and roleplay your character. It'll evolve over time, so don't be too worried about what's my character like. Just make them a fun character to be around for the other players. Don't do the dark and brooding character, please. Every GM thanks you. And last but not least, we have group resource. And because this is a group resource, you are done right now with your character. Hooray! You will need to watch this bit and then discuss with the GM and your other party members for what you want as your group party resource. Each of the three books has 3 different options, and my mind is kind of interchangeable. If you're playing an Edge and you want something out of the Age of Rebellion stuff, you know, go for it. I'd say maybe the Jedi things are only real exception to that rule. Now, in Edge of the Empire, you have the option between 3 different ships that you want to start with. The first of the 3 is a medium transport, the second is a light freighter that we all know and love, and the third is the Fire Spray, or the Slave One, Boba Fett's ship. Yeah. Moving on to Force and Destiny, you also have 3 options, the first of which is a Jedi Holocron. This will have a little bit of information for the players that you should find helpful, as well as gives every single party member the same 2 career skills, additionally to their career. This will be determined one of 2 ways, both by the GM. Either the GM will roll randomly and look at a table on page 109 of Force and Destiny, or the GM will just choose 2 skills that he thinks the party might want best. So if the GM chose Athletics and Vigilance, well, every single character in the party would then have Athletics and Vigilance as a career skill. The second option is a starship, the G9 Rigger. You're not tied to specifically the Rigger though. If you don't like that ship, you can choose another one from the book as long as it's under 70,000 credits. And the last option is going to be a mentor. This mentor won't really be with you mission to mission, however they can provide some advice and guidance for the players, as well as after character creation, it makes Force power is cheaper. So the mentor, when he helps train you and the Force and help you become a better Jedi, you get the base version of powers for 5 experience cheaper than the base cost. So if the basic power version of move costs 10 XP, well, then it would only cost 5. Note that this only applies after character creation and it does not apply to any of the upgrades for Force powers. For Age of Rebellion, you get to acquire Rebellion resources. The first of your options is an Imperial Shuttle, similarly or exactly the same as the one we see in Return of the Jedi. If you have Imperial codes, this can be a great way to get past enemy lines. It is a slower ship, but it is sturdy, it can hold cargo, it can hold the players at the party. If you don't like that though, you can always go with a squadron of Y-Wings. This is going to be, if you want, the option of having multiple ships, and these are medium attack fighters. Party will get as many Y-Wings as half of the party member count. So if there's five party members, then you'd get three. If there were four, you'd get two. The last option in Age of Rebellion is a Rebel base. This is if you want to join the fight as a more local-oriented battle instead of a much larger galactic scale fight. I imagine this would look something similar to our heroes on Lothal as we see in Star Wars Rebels. The crew will get 1,000 credits to spend on starting resources for the base, as well as the players will be able to talk with their GM and decide, you know, where do they want the base to be, what planet do they want it to be based on, is it going to be hidden in the back of a junk shop, is it going to be some underground secret base. The players will work all those details out with their game master. And that is it for character creation. If you want to play a droid though, next week we are getting into a droid character creation guide, kind of the different rules and mindset and whatnot that goes on with droid characters. So if that interests you, be sure to subscribe. If you found this video helpful though, please blast that like button. It lets me know that you guys like this content and want more. If you have any questions whatsoever about character creation or about this video, drop a comment down below. I do my best to reply to every single comment. I thank you guys for watching. I will see you guys in the next video, but until then, may the Force be with you. Peace.